I'm going to be honest with you. I went a little too dark. For a while, I was chasing a sound. I wanted the show to feel heavy. Intense, like a movie. Thought if I made the sound epic, it would somehow make it feel more real. But I think I overdid it. And all I was giving you in the last four episodes was wreckage. No light, no air, no sense that anyone actually makes it out. I was performing the pit. And the truth really is that most of our lives, they don't feel like a movie. They're not dramatic. They're just full of everything, full of life, work, bills, family. All the responsibilities that actually matter. None of it is wrong on their own. They're all necessary for what we do in life. When you stack them together, it creates this quiet pressure. Pressure for us men to hold it all together. Because, I mean, if you, let's be honest, if you don't keep it together, everything starts to wobble. So that's where this podcast is going forward. This podcast is me standing in that wobble. Not pretending I've solved it. I'm trying to motivate my way out of it, and I'm not going to offer you guys some system that works. I don't know of a system that works. I'm just going to stay present enough to tell the truth about it. Because I think, I feel, that a lot of us just don't have the language to name what it is. And even if we have that language to name what it is, I think most of us don't have that courage. Maybe that's the word, I don't know. To just say that that's what it is. So that's what this is. This is Redeemed and Rebuilt. And the posture matters. We're not doing this face-to-face, tell-me-how-you-feel thing. When I'm sitting here staring at the microphone, I'm not envisioning talking to somebody face-to-face. We're doing this shoulder to shoulder, carrying something together while we talk. Because honestly, that's how men connect. I've been doing research about this. And this isn't a knock on how other people connect. Like women connect face to face in a way that really is natural to them. They talk it through eye contact. Most men, we connect differently. We connect side by side, shoulder to shoulder, in motion, doing something. On a long drive in the truck at 2 a.m., in the garage when the door's down. Chopping wood, building something, fixing something, hunting, fishing, golfing. I know I've noticed after hearing those ideas of the shoulder to shoulder that in the moments of my life when I would bond with friends or family members or my son, it was always shoulder to shoulder. So it made sense. Because doing it shoulder to shoulder, that's when the truth usually sneaks out. You ask a guy to sit across from you and tell you his feelings. I honestly don't think that you're going to get a true a true sense of what it is. We're always reluctant. We're always apprehensive about sharing that. So that's going to be the posture here. Not a sit down and explain yourself. More like just a walk with me while we figure out what's really going on. So, grab a beer, grab a coffee, grab a Diet Coke like I have right here. And if you're hearing this in the truck, the heater half working, or in the garage with the door down, or on a night shift break, where nobody really talks about anything real, I'm glad you're here. Maybe you just hit play because you couldn't sleep. Or because maybe the silence was louder than what this podcast would be. Either way, you're not the only one awake right now. And if this hits you, I'm not ahead of you. I'm right next to you. So you don't have to explain yourself. Just walk with me for a bit. All right? Let's walk. You know, I keep coming back to the same question over and over again as I've took the hiatus and really tried to find what I wanted to achieve with this podcast. I kept coming back, circling back to this question that just always was in my head. I don't know if it's secondary, if I heard it somewhere, or if I am that creative that I thought of it myself. But it means something. And the question is this. How does a man be everything for everyone all the time when he can't be anything for himself anytime? And I'm not asking that from a distance. Like, that's honestly what I'm living in. You know, we're needed everywhere. Men need to be useful everywhere. We need to be reliable everywhere. But when it comes to me, I don't know what I need anymore. And that scares me. That scares me more than being tired. I've been trying to figure this out. Why nothing I fix stays fixed. And I'm not talking about manually fixing something. I'm talking about myself, me. Like, I'll dial in the diet and I'll go balls to the wall. Or maybe even start sleeping better, though that doesn't happen as often. I'll start feeling good for weeks, months on end. And it's like something else breaks. You know, schedule has to be changed. Kids interject. Money? Gym memberships cost money? Maybe just got over Christmas. I honestly canceled my gym membership because after a $3,000 vet bill right in the middle of Christmas, I didn't know where I was going to get the money for a $50 membership, if I'm being honest. I mean, those are real things. Or if I get my head right, you know, if I stop the negative loop, if I feel like I'm getting a handle on things, then the body will remind me that it's still mad at me about what I did to it 10 years ago. Both of those can be manageable. But then I'll be lying here at 2 a.m. asking, why does any of this even matter? You know, for a long time I thought I was just bad at this. Like I couldn't hold anything together. But the more I've been paying attention, the more I'm realizing it's not that I'm failing. It's that weight doesn't stay in one place. You know, the weight you carry in your body, the exhaustion that doesn't care how much you sleep, the pain that won't quit, and for some reason as you get past 40, that pain seems to peak its ugly head the minute you turn 40. The weight in your head, the stories that loop, the shame from current, past, maybe even thinking about your future decision. Things you've said, things you've done. The voice that says you're failing, even when you're not. And then there's the weight of the question underneath all of it. Why keep going like this? What's the point? Why do I get up at 2:30 on a workday to go to the gym and work a 13, 14-hour shift? Why do I choose to work away from home when I know that that's a challenge? Why am I like this? Why can't I be like that person or that person? Now, I'm not saying I've mapped this out. I'm saying that the weight shifts. And when one part takes a hit, the rest doesn't just sit there and wait its turn. I mean, think about the last time you were really stressed. Maybe it was work. We're just getting over Christmas. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's something at home that just won't let you sleep. I mean, it starts in your head, or your heart, or however you want to say it. It starts somewhere. It never stays there. Think about it. Your shoulders lock up. Your sleep falls apart. You start eating whatever is fast because you're just too fried to even care. And then once your body gets worn down, your mind's exhausted. And for some reason, at that moment, when everything is at the bottom, that's when the questions really start to show up. And it's not because you're inviting those questions. Because pressure, with nowhere to go, eventually asks this question. What is the point of carrying all of this if it doesn't mean anything? Now, I've tried handling these separately. You know, discipline for the body, and trust me, I could have been a lot more disciplined, but trying to find that discipline. Mindset work for the head. Therapy? I'm back in therapy. I don't know how many times I started and stopped. And then just ignoring the spiritual stuff altogether because, well, for the longest time, it just felt optional. You know, none of it held. Because in real life, when one cracks, the rest doesn't politely just say, stay standing. If we don't address the whole man, the muscle, the brain, the soul, we're not rebuilding anything. We're just rearranging the wreckage. Think of a knot. You try to pull on one thread of a knot, most of the time, what does it do? It just tightens the knot. And that's exactly what this, all of these weights, these individual strands, these different parts of what makes us a man, where this podcast lands is the weaving, is the knot. That's what I'm envisioning. That's what I have in my mind, is this podcast is the knot of all of those three strands. And when one gets pulled, the others get tightened. So what do? When you try to untie a knot, you can't address, you have to address the whole thing. You have to sit, you have to look back, and you have to look at the knot and really weave through it. Sometimes you got to start at one strand and follow it all the way through that knot. Sometimes you got to jump to another strand. Okay, well, that one's weaved around. Now, I'm thinking about this on the fly, on air here. So I hope this is coming across as making sense. Like I said, if we don't address everything, if we don't look at each strand, but how that strand exists within the knot, we're not going to rebuild anything. We're just going to rearrange the wreckage. Yeah, and that's what this podcast is. I'm not trying to teach a system here. I'm not a guru. I'm not a fitness instructor. I'm not a mental health specialist. I'm just a guy. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I'm a man trying to weave through the knot of life, trying to be the best version I can be. And I'm doing this in real time. The initial purpose of this podcast was, I'm not going to hide it, and I'm not saying this to scare any listeners who are doubtful or secular or having their own challenges with faith. But my initial purpose of this podcast was just to document what it looks like, a journey from being a doubter, being an atheist, being secular, to re-engaging in faith. That was the purpose originally. But then I realized that it's everything. Everything is linked. And then I start reading about the crises that is going on with men, with mental health, with loneliness, physical health. And I figured, well, why not just connect the three? Because they are connected. And that's what we're going to explore going forward throughout these episodes. I'm figuring out what actually happens when the weight shifts in real life. And I'm doing it out loud. So with research, with honesty, with the understanding that if I can't explain it simply, then I don't understand it. So some episodes will be about body. Some will be about the mind. Some will be about meaning. And when I say meaning, I'm really just saying faith. I'm just going to be honest. What that faith is in, that's up to you. That's up to me. And you're not going to hear me tell you believe what you to believe something that you don't. But the weight is always connected, because that's how life actually works. Sorry. No, I started digging into research. And I'll be honest, I'm using the tools that are available to me. This is not my full-time job. I do use AI. They do a wonderful job with research. So if there's any questions about it, I do use it. I'm being very upfront. So I started digging into the research because I didn't want this to be just a personal opinion. I needed facts. I want to give you guys facts. I want to identify things for you guys. I want to apply them to me and see where they lead. And what I kept finding is that a lot of men are struggling because it doesn't always look the way. No, that doesn't make sense. What I'm finding is that a lot of men are struggling, but it doesn't always look the way people expect. It doesn't always look like sadness. This is speaking from my personal experience. A lot of times it looks like anger, irritability, withdrawal, numbing out, just going quiet. You know, I watch those TikToks and those YouTube videos of these crash outs that people put out of men fixing something or doing something, and they just lose their mind. And it's funny. Yeah, it's funny. But that crash out, I think, those crash outs, and I've had them. I think I've had 2 or 3 this morning. That is the pressure from the weight seeping through the cracks. Plain and simple. You know, pain comes out sideways. What I also found is that at the same time, men are losing their people. We have fewer close friends, less brotherhood, fewer places where you can actually say what's going on without feeling weak, without feeling exposed. So the pressure has nowhere to go. And pressure with nowhere to go doesn't stay mental. It shows up in your body. It shows up in your relationships. And eventually it shows up as questions. Does any of this even matter? That seems to be the question. Now, I found something that stopped me. Responsibility without meaning will break a man to his core. You know, carrying responsibility is like carrying a heavy bucket of water. If you know why you're carrying that heavy bucket of water, like if you were bringing that heavy bucket of water to your children who were thirsty, you know, I'm envisioning these people who trek miles just to get fresh water to bring it back to their families. And a lot of these, you know, poverty-stricken nations. A lot of them are women. If you look at those videos, I mean, it's crazy. But there's men that will trek miles just for buckets of water. If you knew you're carrying that bucket of water for your family, you would carry it a very long way. Your arms would burn, your back would ache, your legs would burn. But it would make sense. You'd carry that until you couldn't carry it anymore. You would crumble to the ground, and then you would pick up what you could find, and you would crawl the rest of the way. And even if it meant giving a drink to your child, if that's all you salvaged, that weight mattered. That weight had meaning. Now flip it. If it would feel like you were carrying that bucket of water, but just around in a circle, just carrying it, just for no reason. Same day, same grind, no purpose. You don't get stronger. You get empty. Right? Most men aren't afraid of responsibility. I don't think there's a man, I'm going to speak in generalities. None of you listening to this are afraid of responsibility. What we're afraid of is responsibility that doesn't mean anything. And I think for most of us, we have just forgotten where we're taking that bucket of water. And I want to say this clearly again. I have tried fixing these things on my own. Discipline, willpower, logic, those have gotten me so far. I've lost the weight. I've survived what I've survived. But there's something the research keeps pointing to that I just can't ignore anymore. When meaning disappears, when the bucket feels pointless, men start asking questions that discipline just can't answer anymore. That logic can't answer anymore. And it's not because we're weak, it's because we're human. So here's what I'm learning, slowly and uncomfortably. And it is uncomfortable. This is tough, guys. The Bible doesn't say try harder. What it says is that it says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened. Don't come to me after you fixed yourself. Don't come to me once you think you've earned it. Come when you're tired, when the weight is too much, when you've tried everything else and you're still empty. I'm not telling you what to believe. Trust me, I'm in no position to do that because I don't know what I believe. It's important that you guys know that going forward. I'm just saying that I spent most of my life thinking faith was the thing you turn to when you're weak and you can't handle it yourself. But maybe it's not about weakness at all. Maybe it's about finally being honest that the weight was never meant to be carried alone. Now, I don't have this figured out and I'm not trying to preach. And I'm going to work through this every episode. But I'm just done pretending that the why doesn't matter as much as the how. So here's how this podcast is going to work as I close it out. Each episode is going to start with real life, something that isn't working, something that is I'm struggling with, something that's heavy on me, something that doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to go out. I'm going to do research. And yeah, I'm going to use whatever tools I can to find this research and not spend 6 months doing it. I have a job, guys. Responsibilities, remember? But I'm going to go do the research. I'll research psychology, neuroscience, sociology, physiology, theology. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to explain what I find. The way I explain it to my buddy or sitting across from a table. Plain, human, no jargon. Then we're going to bring it back to the same place every time. What does this mean to our body? What does this do to our body? What does this do to our head? What does this do to the questions underneath? Not to fix it. Guys, if you're coming to this episode to look for a fix, I apologize in advance. I'm not going to have a fix. We are just going to identify clearly what it is. And I honestly think that that's what men need the most. In the first phase of trying to fix themselves is they just need to identify what it is. So if you're carrying a load that you can't really name, if you try tried fixing it. If you're tired of pretending, you're fine. This is the intersection, the place where the weight doesn't stay separate anymore. We're going to see what actually holds up under it. And here's the only thing I'm trying this week. I'm not trying to change my life. I'm not starting a plan or coming into New Year's. I'm not falling into that New Year's trap. This isn't going to be my year. I'm just going to name that load, that weight. One sentence. I'm not going to name it online. I'm not going to do it publicly. I'm going to write it down. I'll say it out loud. I'll admit it to myself. And I want you guys, if you want, I'm asking you to do the same. Try it out. Just say to yourself, this, whatever this is heavier than what I've been letting on. That's it. Not action, not discipline. Just admission. And if, while you're listening, if a name came to mind, some guy you know who's been quieter than usual, don't ignore it. And you don't need the words right now. You don't need the right words. You don't need to explain anything. Just send him this. Say, hey man, thought of you. Give this a listen. That, brothers, is what shoulder to shoulder means. And if you want a place to stay connected or somewhere to land in between episodes, you can find everything at redeemedandrebuilt.com. Now, the website might not be fully active once this episode launches. As I said, father of two, father of four, two young ones, job, commitments. But the website will be active soon, if it's not at the time of you listening to this episode. You go to redeemedandrebuilt.com. What you should see there is you'll see an email list. It's not going to be any kind of marketing scheme. Just sign up for the email list. No noise, no hype. It's just a way to keep the conversation going. And if you ever want to reach out directly, you can do that too. I will read those messages. I'll do my best to put links in the show notes of research that I've used. And please subscribe. If this is jiving with you, if this is helping you, just remember, I'm not above this, guys. I'm in it. And if all you do today is stay visible for yourself, for your family, for another man, for another brother, that counts. I'm Nick. I hope to see you again. Just remember, every man deserves redemption. Every man can be rebuilt. I'll see you in the next one.